need a wee bit of help just for a moment or two. So I want you to tell me who these people are. Who? Messi. Caroline Baxter watches the football. Superman. Okay. Oh, who was that? Give a big groan. Okay, which Clint Eastwood character? Doc, no. Oh. Richard Ross, good work. Okay, Nick Hure, okay. Okay. Thor, easy, Karen McCracken, easy. The Chosen One, says, yep. Jose Mourinho. Okay. Caroline, you were far too quick there. Okay, what do all these people have in common? Okay, they're successful, maybe, yep. Okay, they're famous, yep. They're all male, actually. That's a good point. And that is not deliberate at all. The Magnificent Seven. What do they all have in common? Top of the class, Christine. Over the next few weeks in Advent, we will hopefully be working our way through the third verse of the introit that we sang this morning. Born thy people to deliver, born a child and yet a king, born to reign in us forever, now your kingdom. Forgot the last line. But this morning, born thy people to deliver. All of these characters, be it the footballers, be it, you know, Bruce Willis and Die Hard, they're all these individuals who step in and rescue, who step in and deliver, the special one with the football. And he seems to have a golden touch. Nick Hure, have you ever watched Farm Fixer? Yeah, you know, here he comes in with all the business ideas. And I loved, there was the wee chap down just outside Grey Abbey who was just taking none of it and doing his own thing. But the whole idea that he has the expertise and the strength and the help and just whatever to step in and help and fix things. The Magnificent Seven, great film, just of the seven men who came to help this little town that were on their knees to the Mexican bandits. But we're thinking, first Sunday of Advent, that Jesus was born, his people, our people, sorry, I'm going to trip over a lead, to deliver. So where is that and what is that all about? Just if you follow with me, for centuries, the people of Israel were in captivity. We know the wilderness wanderings and then going into the promised land, but then in their disobedience, God brought judgment, and there were centuries of captivity. Centuries of captivity where hope had gone for the people of God. They'd initially been taken to Babylon, and they were in exile. And Psalm 137, again, was it Boney M. made it famous for us? But in Psalm 137, we read about the rivers of Babylon where we wept when we remembered Zion. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. There on the poplars, we hung our harps. For there our captors asked us for songs, and this was for entertainment, but it was our tormentors demanded songs of joy, and they said, sing us one of the songs of Zion. How can we sing the songs of the Lord while in a foreign land? If I forget you, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill. May my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. It's a blues song. It's a song that's saying, this is awful. The people in exile, there we wept while we remembered all that God had done for us in the promised land. They had been allowed after a while to go home. There was a degree of emancipation, being set free and allowed to go back. But as they went back, they were still a defeated nation. They were not a nation who were enjoying all the joys and privileges that they should have been. And really, their life was just existence. It was survival. The glory had gone. And there was somewhere deep within the people for 400 years from being taken in, and this whole period of silence between the prophets and Jesus. There were centuries of captivity. There was a cry from their heart. And the cry was this: help was needed. We need a Bruce Willis. We need a special one. We need somebody to come and rescue us. Maybe somebody like Moses, who way back was involved in the deliverance from captivity in Egypt, where the people of God were bound by the Pharaohs. In Passover, there was a great memory of how the angel of death came in, and it was the final plague before the people were allowed to go and be rescued, and Moses led them out, and it was glorious. It was amazing. That's what we need. We're sitting singing our blue songs in a strange land. We're weeping and we're just longing. The cry of our heart is for help and deliverance. At the Red Sea, what was the story of Moses? All the Jews would know these stories. Do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring to you today. As God opened the Red Sea, dried up the ground. Stephen was talking about this just last week. The people came across on dry land. It was a miracle. It was deliverance. What about David? The shepherd, the warrior, the king. 1 Samuel 17. You know, a great story about David and Goliath and this young teenage boy who took on the mighty warrior, pinged him in the head with one stone. Job done. But he did it in the strength of God. He did it for the glory of God. That's what we need. That's the cry of our heart. Help is needed. 1 Samuel 22. David writes this. When the Lord delivered him, David sang to the Lord the words of this song. When the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies, from the hand of Saul. And he said, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield, and the strength of my salvation. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my savior. From violent men you save me. I call to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I am saved from mine enemies. That's what we need. We need a Moses. We need a David. The prophets just seem to be pointing towards a ruler, a Messiah. But as Barbara read for us this morning, it's interesting in those words that there's pictures of a ruler in verse 2. But you, Bethlehem Ephrathah, though you are small among the clans of Judah, out of you will come for me one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are of old, from ancient times. That's mysterious. What's that about? That this help, this Messiah, this rescuer, is going to be a ruler from ancient times. But verse 3, therefore Israel will be abandoned until the time when she who is in labor gives birth. So is the ruler going to be a baby? In verse 4, and he will stand and shepherd his flock. He's going to be a shepherd. So what are these mysteries that the prophets are talking about as they are talking about a rescuer, a deliverer, a Messiah, Isaiah chapter 9. Maybe a very familiar passage at this time of year. But again, just into the background again, the people are in exile, and these words are being written when Israel are at their lowest. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun, the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the Gentiles by the way of the sea along the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. Those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. And again it talks, you have shattered the yoke that burdens them, shattered the oppressor. There's victory here. The bar across the shoulders, the rod of their oppressors, every warrior's boot used in battle and every garment rolled in blood will be destined for burning, because there's someone coming who's going to rescue us. And then verse 6, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. What's that about? This deliverer, and now talk of a baby. The cry of the heart, but as the Christ of the cradle and the Christ of the cross. Again, this is mysterious. In Luke chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, a Savior has been born to you. He is Messiah. Let me just read the verses to you. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord, the Messiah. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. We think with the children from 1 Timothy 1, verse 15. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. This is the heart of the Christmas story, the Christmas message. Christ Jesus, the person, his position, came into the world, his purpose, to save sinful people. The Christ of the cradle is also the Christ of the cross. Our deliverer is here, Emmanuel. Just as we draw to a close, for you this morning, is there a sense of distress or captivity in your life? And maybe you just, Gordy, my hope's gone. This is just all nonsense. Or it's just too hard or too tough. Or I feel too sore. Be that from whatever circumstance or experience you have gone through. And there's a sense of distress in you, and your hope has gone. And there's a deep cry in your soul for help. Bruce Willis isn't going to sort it out. But there's a deliverer who is here. Emmanuel, God who is with us. Born thy people to deliver. That's why he came. That's why he is here. And in Jesus, he is the shepherd who cares for us, the warrior who fights for us, the king who demands rule over our lives. But David was born in Bethlehem. Jesus, born in Bethlehem. See the shadows here? He is the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And I only discovered a few years ago that actually Bethlehem was, it's like kind of Armagh is apple country. Bethlehem is sheep country. And it's where the sheep or the lambs were born to be taken to Jerusalem for sacrifice. Born in Bethlehem. Thy people to deliver. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. You see the shadows, you see the imagery, you see the pictures of our deliverer. And he is the one promised
by the prophets.
So for you this morning, for myself this morning, if we feel that things are low and hope is gone, and there's a deep cry in our hearts, well, there is a deliverer who wants to step into our world as Emmanuel, God with us. In our closing praise in our service this morning, we will sing these words. O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee. O Israel, O individual, Emmanuel will step, can step, does step, longs to step into your life just where you are at this morning. And that is the heart of the Christmas story. Born thy people to deliver. Let's pray together, please. Father, thank you for your deep care for us. As you heard the people of Israel crying out in Egypt, so you know our heart's cry. Thank you that you are Emmanuel, the God who is with us, who desires to step into our world to bring hope and help and healing. And so, Lord, we commit ourselves to you. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.